You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Go to the site now, get all your draft strategy tips, including rankings, advice, how to dominate your drafts. They're going to be coming here fast and furious late in August and early September ahead of the 2022 NFL season. We're trying to get to all 32 teams. We're almost there to break them down for you. The key questions here for fantasy football. So doing some team-by-team previews. We're down to the last few here. We've got three more teams in the AFC West. If you missed any of the previous teams, they're up there. So 29 down, three more to go. Today's team that gets the spotlight, the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll break them down in depth, and I'm sure there's a lot of interest in them with their fantasy football production here this season. So looking forward to seeing what they can do here without Tyreek Hill. That's going to be the big question. One of them hinting at it for you here. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right, let us start here and break them down, and we'll ask the question about Patrick Mahomes. Let's not cut around this. This is the one that we're putting on our minds here. Is Patrick Mahomes still an elite QB1 with the potential to finish as QB1 overall in 2022 without Tyreek Hill? This is a good question. I think Mahomes is dealing with the first little mini crisis of his early career. Now, Aaron Rodgers has been really affected there in the rankings without his receivers from last season as he tries to replace those key targets that went to Devontae Adams. It's been a little different with Patrick Mahomes. Some people look at him as still not having a big drop-off. Now, the only reason people are not drafting Patrick Mahomes as the first quarterback off the board, they like Josh Allen a little bit more and Justin Herbert a little bit more, and they like him actually more than Lamar Jackson. So he has become settled in as the consensus QB3 here. He finished plenty high last year to deliver on that. So this guy, you don't want to overdraft. I think he has potential. Any of these guys, Allen, Herbert, Mahomes, Jackson, even people outside this tier, could finish as the QB1 overall. You could Dak Prescott as a candidate, Joe Burrow, some of these other guys can put up those massive numbers. If Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts can put together a little bit in the passing game, you can also have that upside. But Mahomes is one of the safest picks in fantasy football, and that's the difference, is that, look, Allen is pretty much up there, Herbert. The track record is too good. Over the last 2 years, Allen and Herbert have been as good as it gets here with their production as young quarterbacks. Mahomes has had a little bit of a drop-off, and the touchdowns can be a bit variable. But look at his finishes the past few seasons here. We know he had that massive MVP season in 2018, his first as a starter, but eight as a starter. He missed games that year, so he could have finished easily in the top five in 2019. In 2020, he missed one game, and he finished third, and last year he finished fourth. So there's a little bit of volatility, but not that much. You know he's going to finish as a top five QB at the bare minimum. That is his floor. His ceiling is the QB1 overall. So this is how special he is. And the big difference, again, between him and Aaron Rodgers, he still has another go-to guy that's pretty significant in Travis Kelce, who's still playing in his prime. And Kelce is still going as the tight end one overall in fantasy football drafts. So keep that in mind. And it's not like the other guys were doing a lot, so it's really trying to figure out how to replace the production of Tyreek Hill. It's going to take a little bit of a committee. They did invest a lot in wide receivers, bringing a lot of people in here. So they're definitely looking at options here. When you look at the Chiefs and Juju Smith-Schuster, you had the rookie Sky Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So just a lot of depth that the Chiefs have added to make sure that they have potential here. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, you have a shot at Mecole Hardman, who they drafted again as a contingency for Tyreek Hill at one point. Maybe he can step up a little bit more. Josh Gordon is still on this roster. Don't forget about Justin Ross, a rookie that they kind of like that we can watch in training camp. And you have Justin Watson as well, so you can look at. So Cordell Powell, another Clemson product at the bottom of the depth chart. So they're collecting a lot of pieces here for him to be successful. But you have that baseline of Travis Kelce. Juju Smith-Schuster, we know, has put up big numbers for the Steelers. He has maybe a chance to reboot here as a key target. Juju can also be a big slot. He can make some big plays from the inside. That was some of Tyreek Hill's calling card as well. So what you might see is not the explosive plays and the numbers that we're looking at from him, but when you're looking at the potential of this passing game, I think there are enough guys here to make up for the vacated targets, is my feeling here with Tyreek Hill, where Patrick Mahomes is going to manufacture and put up numbers. He's a lot like Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be resourceful. But again, he has the baseline of Kelce, so that is right there. And he's just too consistent, and he's just too good in reality where you're going to take a drop-off. So, look, Josh Allen and Herbert, if they didn't have those last two seasons, I don't think you would put them above him. But you have to go that way right now, the way things have been structured. But, again, he could finish really highly. So, do I want to invest that highly in Allen and Herbert and just go there and try to, okay, I got to get the number one quarterback? Did I get excited about Lamar Jackson and want to go there? No. I think Patrick Mahomes, for being the third, is in a pretty good spot here where you can maybe get that top production, but you're not going to drop off much from that. You're going to get what you invested in your draft with him. So a lot of good stuff here about Patrick Mahomes. So the sky's not falling with Patrick Mahomes. The sky's rising with Sky Moore on the depth chart here for the Chiefs. But, yeah, I think the exaggeration of his drop-off is really not there when you look at where the numbers are with his rankings here and his expectations and what he can do no matter who's in the lineup there. He's just that good of a quarterback, and we know that. And good quarterbacks just produce with any number of guys, and I think Patrick Mahomes is going to continue to do that. And, again, in relation to Allen and Herbert, who have actually maybe upgraded their skill position guys or kept it status quo, he's still in a very good position to produce, and he can easily outproduce both those guys, and you don't have to pay quite as much in the draft to get him either in 2022. All right, there you have a look at the one key question with the Chiefs and the surrounding quarterback, and we will get into the running back situation next here on Locked On Fantasy Football. So looking forward to that here as we break down one of the more exciting teams for fantasy football this season. Before we do that, I got to tell you again about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. And the games are coming. We know the preseason is about to start here with the Hall of Fame game. That's going to rev up, and you can get some action there. There's also NFL futures you can check out. And before you know it, there's week one that you can get into, and week one is up there now that you can look at. The odds are a good time to jump on here early before different things change them ahead of week one. So good time to do that. Odds, lines, and games that you're going to find at BetOnline.net. You'll also find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, which is in full swing right now. NFL about to be here. NBA and NHL waiting for them to start up very soon. Again, believe it or not, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Big stuff here with LIV this weekend. Live if you prefer, but there's some action there that you can look at on the golf course. BetOnline continues the top online resource for all your sporting wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use a mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to break down the next key question with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that would be Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and the question related to him, what kind of role is Clyde Edwards-Helaire going to have? So remember when he was a first-round pick out of LSU and what his calling card was? He was a receiver, right? He was a very special receiver. We thought that was going to be great. He's going to be the next Brian Westbrook in this offense here for Andy Reid. He's going to catch a ton of passes. We're going to be golden here. That didn't quite materialize. He has been more of just a power runner, and the numbers haven't been there in the passing game. You look at it, 36 receptions, not bad in 2020. He's also not been able to play a full season. He played in 13 games in 2020 as a rookie. Finished as running back 18th, but last year missed a lot of time, 7 games. Only 19 receptions in 10 games for 129 yards, and only 6 TDs. So he hasn't been a big TD guy. He hasn't been a big reception guy. So I think as a first-round reality pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire in 2 seasons has been rather disappointing. Now, where is he in the rankings? Right now, he's outside of RB2, so he's being considered as a flex guy. That's crazy. A guy that was in the first-round pick just a few years ago, the Chiefs have been kind of quiet on him. Now, we know Darrell Williams is gone, But this depth chart is different now because you have Ronald Jones, you have Jerick McKinnon as your third, and Derek Gore. Remember him? He had some fantasy football flash last year. Now, interesting to look at this because you look at the rankings, Fantasy Pros will use them as a source with the consensus here, like we typically do, to find out what the industry is thinking. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is 28th. Ronald Jones is 40th. So, yeah, there's a lot of doubts about CEH and his production here. And, again, we know that it worked out really well if you had Darrell Williams last year and he produced really well. For you, especially when Clyde Edwards-Helaire was missing time. Jerick McKinnon is down there in the 60s and 70s that you can look at running back. And Derek Gore, we know, if push comes to shove, they will look at Derek Gore a little bit more. He's well down there, buried on the depth chart. He may not make this team, but Ronald Jones is definitely a factor. I mean, he was a factor quite a bit a couple years ago with Leonard Fournette, but then he couldn't quite climb his way out of the potential doghouse there with Bruce Arians. I don't want to call it fully the doghouse. He had some moments with some big runs, but couldn't stay quite healthy last year. Fournette really turned it on. He was the better all-around back to stay on the field. So when you look at that, Ronald Jones is going to give you zero in the passing game. It's just not going to happen. We saw that. They had a Gio Bernard there in Tampa, but they also used Fournette a lot in his untapped potential that he showed with the Jaguars catching the ball. And interesting that they're both LSU products, Fournette and Edwards-Helaire, but Edwards-Helaire needs to be more involved in the passing game. This has to happen, especially when you lose Tyreek Hill and you're remixing your receiving core beyond Travis Kelce. You figure they got to use his strength at some point, but the question is, can he stay healthy and durable? That's the number one question. Can he finish enough in the red zone? We know Ronald Jones has been a pretty good power back in that regard. And you have McKinnon, who's a bit of a scat backish type that is hanging on here. I know it's a long shot for him to be productive, given he had that flash for the Vikings. He's an older back. Whenever the 49ers can stay healthy, he's kind of bounced around to try to get a role here. So that's a concern. But Derek Gore is always there, who has some experience in this offense as well. Keep in mind, Jones is a newcomer. But you look overall at this team, it's just not happening here for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and good reason. I mean, they just realized, hey, this wasn't the greatest draft pick here. He's not exactly useful the way we wanted him. He's not available all the time. And in the running game, he's going to be a bit of a question mark. So very interesting there that we look at with Edwards-Helaire and his role. Just, I'm not interested. I'm going to move on quickly here. And again, if I'm going to take a chance, I'm going to look at Ronald Jones and the value there and move on. But the Chiefs' backfield, yeah, if he starts dropping a little bit and he keeps falling outside and he's a flex play, yeah, you can take a shot on him. But again, don't have high expectations that you got to steal in the draft. There's just a lot of question marks about his role, and the Chiefs, I think, also have that based on their usage and based on who they acquired here this offseason. All right, that takes care of two key questions for the Chiefs. We will close the show looking at a third key question. Make sure you're checking out the Locked On NFL show here on the network. We're going to carry and cover the biggest stories for you with our top national experts there. So check it out here on the network. It's Locked On NFL, a good roster of guests and hosts that you have to check out there. And they're going to carry you all through the season. It's 5 days a week time here. So we'll bring it to your team every day, but your league every day also. And that's what we do. Locked On NFL and Locked On Fantasy Football. All right, it is time to close the show, looking at the key questions there with the Chiefs wide receiver core. And the question is, who do you trust most in this Chiefs wide receiver core between Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman? We can throw in Sky Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Is there anyone we want to trust all that much? So let's start with who's ranked highest, shall we? It is Juju Smith-Schuster. He's ranked right at the wide receiver 3 spot. You go around a little bit lower, you have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He's ranked as a wide receiver 5, Sky Moore as well in that range. So we're not quite sure, but I think Juju is going to have a pretty significant role. That's a pretty good value. I mean, this is Patrick Mahomes' potential number one target, and he's going as a wide receiver 3. I think we get some good value. And keep in mind, Juju was a special fantasy receiver when healthy. He has a kind of a new outlook here. He was limited by Ben Roethlisberger's diminishing arm strength. This guy can stretch the field a little bit more than he's given credit for. He was kind of seen as a pedestrian possession receiver in the slot, but that was more to do with the situation involving the Chiefs kind of, or the Steelers, I should say, passing game and not having the ability to get the ball downfield. Now, that's not a question, right, with Patrick Mahomes. You can definitely get that type of passing game there from your top quarterback. So looking forward to what you get here with the Chiefs, but definitely Juju has the potential. I mean, when you have that history of being a top receiver, and he's still very young and developing here, and he's no signs of real health issues that were also limiting him a little bit, him in Pittsburgh. In relation to Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool, much better situation to produce. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to be part of that committee along with Sky Moore to help as a deep threat. Sky Moore can play in the slot, so can Juju, so that gives them a little bit of versatility at the position. Yeah, so I think you can take some dart throws at some of these guys. I think Mecole Hardman is the least appealing of these top guys. I think I'd rather look at Sky Moore and his upside as a rookie. He could easily displace Mecole Hardman in that Tyreek Hill light role, and they need a Tyreek Hill kind of clone here to help them a little bit in this passing game. So Marquez Valdes-Scantling could be that deep threat on the outside that that helps Patrick Mahomes in that sense. But you look at Moore versus Hardman, he could be a key there. Juju Smith-Schuster also has the body type to play on the outside here, playing off MVS. So, again, I'm going to trust in Juju. I'm going to bump him up. I think he's a pretty good value as wide receiver three. And again, you might as well just keep investing. I think MVS has kind of shown his value. He's an occasional deep threat, but someone inconsistent. So the two guys I'm looking at, Juju Smith-Schuster and Sky Moore. I'm not looking at MVS or Mecole Hardman at all. I mean, we'll see about Josh Gordon. He's probably going to get some late-round dart throw if he's still on the team, but no, we're not going to go in that direction. But Patrick Mahomes will get it done. It'll just be different guys we're going to go to. So go for that relative value as a wide receiver three with Juju Smith-Schuster, or go for that value as a wide receiver five, even in some cases six with Sky Moore, because people are still looking at Hardman. So very interesting combo when you have, again, Marquez Valdes-Scantling at 53 in consensus expert rankings on Fantasy Pros, Sky Moore at 56, and Mecole Hardman at 65. So people are still trying to navigate that, but the guy that I think has the value, don't overdraft him. I think some people might do that because they love his name, Sky Moore, what he can do on this team, but definitely not going to go in that direction with the Chiefs, where I'm going to try to get something out of MVS and Hardman. It's just not going to happen. And I'm going to stay away from Gordon. It'll be kind of lucky if he makes a team. Justin Ross is a sleeper I'm going to look at as well, but not going to draft him. I'm going to watch him on the list here to see if he can move up the depth chart. He's coming off some major injuries in college and some issues there with durability. So we got to wait and see here with what we get from him for sure here in 2022. But again, Juju Smith-Schuster and Sky Moore, the way I'm going to go here, I'm going to avoid the rest here and not really take the chances. I think you get it done by committee. Patrick Mahomes will put up the numbers. Don't worry about that end with Travis Kelce being the lead receiver. All these guys just have to complement a little bit. I think Juju and Sky Moore complement what Kelce does a little bit more than those other two receivers. And they'll have their moments and flashes and occasionally help Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not seeing this kind of being a thing that I'm going to invest too much in, and rightfully so, and that's why people are a little bit wary and putting Juju Smith-Schuster as the top receiver on the Chiefs and still ranking him as a wide receiver three. There you have it. There's a breakdown of the Kansas City Chiefs and their fantasy football key questions here in 2022. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. And don't forget, we still need to wrap up our look at all 32 teams. On deck is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders, so the Chiefs' rival, and some buzz there with a new receiver on that team, Davante Adams, joining Derek Carr. Then we're going to close with the Chargers, Justin Herbert, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, that exciting bunch, Austin Eckler, and the rest. So excited to break down those two teams. A lot of fantasy football upside as well. As we break down the Broncos and Chiefs, now we'll look at the Raiders and Chargers to close our series. Then start looking at the updates, news and notes you need to know, rankings. All the good stuff is coming in August on Locked On Fantasy Football. So stay with us. Again, thanks for making us your first listen today. We're free and available on all platforms. Now make your second listen to the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. For Locked On Fantasy Football for this week, thanks so much for listening. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll see you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday breaking down the Las Vegas Raiders.